One of the things I'm so lucky, and I already had resistance bands at home, so we're going to touch base right away, is resistance bands. They're really inexpensive. They're about $20. And they have a variety of different ones. They have ones with tubes, with handles. Then they have the more therapy bands that are flat. They have open ones you can cut if you want. Those are used for stretching. We got loop bands as well. And then there's power mobility bands too. But the reason I really like them is there's less chance of injury, unless, of course, you snap it on yourself. That might hurt.
Which is obvious the first time.
Which is obvious. So be a little careful with that one. And there's a lower amount of force on the joints as well. And so it also gives you the variable resistance applied throughout the full range of the motion. So you can really focus on the control and you can do slow movements. So I really love resistance bands, something I use at home the whole entire time. Another thing I went out and grabbed right away when it all, kind of all started, and I'm so glad I did, I bought a kettlebell. I picked it up at a local grocery store. They have, you can buy one, which is usually about $20 to $30 each, or you can get sets of three for like $55 that have three small different weights. But it really provides a whole body movement, and it's going to give you that cardio and also a good workout. And so when you do the swinging, you know, you're holding on, if I can visualize the swinging, you might have to Google the picture. It does sound kind of violent, but it's going to work your hips, your glutes, your hamstrings, your lats, your abs, your like everything, and your grip as well. So it's going to help with core strength, balance, and it's a great non-running cardio. So that's another really good thing. And I will say quickly, one study showed that a 20-minute continuous kettlebell workout was comparable to running a six-minute mile pace at a six-minute mile pace.
Wow.
So it really will give you that workout that you need.
So in 20 minutes, like you said, that's a good amount of time. What kind of exercises, like what's a 20-minute kettlebell workout I could do in my living room every night to kind of overall strengthen, right? Your legs, tighten everything. Yep. What does that look like?
You could do a swing. So you're going to kind of stand with your legs kind of apart, toes pointed out. And you're basically going to be, you might want to Google this actual visual just so you really understand what it looks like. But you're going to be swinging the kettlebell up. And you can either go to a 90-degree angle straight out in front of you, or you can go up over your head. And there's going to be kind of a thrust that happens. So I suggest people actually take a look. You can actually, I usually have stuff on my social media all the time of me using my kettlebells. So you can look that way. But you can do the overhead, the swing, as we talked about a little bit earlier. You can do overhead press, one arm at a time. You can do a goblet squat. You hold it. Hold it with your hands and squat up and down. There's lots of different things you can do. You can do walking lunges with them. They really are versatile and can be used, in any workout. And then the next one, I think everybody would know this one, but dumbbells. Even a couple sets of dumbbells. I have two sets here in my house, and I have a very tiny place, so I don't have a big, huge place. So having stuff I can tuck away is really important. That's why the bands are really super simple. The kettlebell kind of tucks away, and same with dumbbells. You don't need to have, you don't need to have 5 pounds up to 50. You really can have, a 10-pound, maybe an 8-pound, and a 15-pound. Going to give you some variety of resistance. And that's going to give you a full-body workout as well. And you can do bicep curls, chest flies, shoulder raises. So lots of really great exercises with dumbbells.
You can it's such a great stress reliever, too. I find that, three reps of 15, you just feel so much more refreshed afterwards.
Yeah, and I found, when we were staying home, when we had the stay-at-home order, I really realized that I really do love the gym. I've been working out for years, probably far more than I want to count. But at the same time, what I recognize is I have a hard time working out at home for a consecutive 45 minutes. I really did. So what I did was I broke it out throughout the day. So I would do 15 minutes in the morning, and then at lunchtime I did 15 minutes, and then I had 15 minutes at night, right, in front of the TV watching, using my weight. So I kind of kept them out. So I think a lot of people, there's a lot of kind of rules and regulations right now with going back in the gym, whether you have to book in a time or you maybe just don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. So I think preparing and having something easy, simple, inexpensive in your house is a really great way to keep your body moving. And as we know, moderate exercise is like exercising every single day is not only for good for overall health, but it's also going to help your immune system. So that's going to help your body's feel good form, feel good chemicals. It's going to help your body fight infection, and it's actually going to help you sleep better.
So I'm just really picturing Erin Ashley. You're probably the only woman who watches Netflix while curling a 30-pound bicep.
You've got it. You know me too well.
But it's a great point. Like you said, if you're at home anyways, just leave them out and break it up to make it a bit more easier and kind of.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I have smaller weights. I have little 2 pounds because I have an 11-year-old and she works out with me. So she can use the bands as well. So really leading by example, I think that's something else is our little ones model our behavior. And I know Michaela, now that, you know, she has her little bubble of a couple friends that come over, she actually has been leading them through workouts, which is kind of cute, right? So really showing our children as well that this is really part of creating that lifestyle of health and wellness and taking care of our bodies.